Q106.7 weather.
Here's your KQNK forecast. A fire weather watch begins at noon tomorrow and remains in effect until 8 p.m. tomorrow night. Ample sunshine expected today with daytime highs approaching 52. North winds 10 to 20 miles per hour. Clear skies tonight, lows level off around 26. Mainly clear skies tomorrow, highs level off around 76. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm Staff Meteorologist Laura Lockwood. Currently 39.
This Kansas Information Network update is brought to you by Eaton Roofing and Exteriors.
Hi, I'm Felicia Rolfe. Here are today's headlines from 12 News. Kansas lawmakers continue their discussion today on a bill that would create an oversight board for the Chiefs' new facilities in Kansas. Lawmakers say the board will be a watchdog for Kansas taxpayers, ensuring their tax money is well spent. City leaders in Leavenworth will allow an ICE detention facility to open in their community. The City Commission approved a special use permit last night for Core Civic to open an ICE facility at its former prison. And Wichita Police warning you this morning about scammers posing as Uber. In a call, scammers say that they are with Uber, claiming they are coming to your house to collect a payment. And if you did not request an Uber ride through an app, there is no reason for Uber to contact you asking for money. And Wichita, Felicia Rolfe, 12 News.
You're listening to the Kansas Information Network.
You said you'd never buy your kid candy from the checkout aisle. Or forget extra diapers. And never give in to a meltdown. You'd never lick your thumb to clean their face. Never let them have too much screen time. And never bribe them for just one more bite. You say you'd never let them out in public without their hair brushed. Never, ever become a minivan mom. And you'd never give them your phone for a quiet dinner.
Calling boss work phone.
So when you say you'd never leave your child in a hot car, no, it can happen. Cars get hot fast, and kids can be at risk in temperatures as low as 60 degrees Fahrenheit. Never happens. Before you leave the car, always stop, look, lock. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
I'm Joanna. Your KQNK News is brought to you by the Norton County Hospital, providing the best care right here at home. The Kansas Department of Transportation and the Kansas Department of Revenue are alerting the public to a sophisticated smishing scam targeting residents by using fraudulent text messages. Scammers are impersonating the DMV and toll authorities and sending urgent texts that demand immediate payment for unpaid traffic tickets or outstanding tolls. These messages often threaten license suspension to pressure victims into clicking malicious links. State of Kansas agencies emphasize the following: KDOT does not manage tolls and will never request payment via text. The Kansas DMV will never text you to demand payment for fines or notify you of suspensions. Official notifications from KDOR are sent via the U.S. Postal Service, not via unsolicited text messages. To protect yourself from potential fraud, do not click on the links within suspicious texts, as doing so can expose your sensitive personal and financial data to scammers. If you believe you may actually owe a fine, verify the claim by contacting the relevant organization directly through official channels rather than using a link provided in a text. Additionally, you can check the status of your driver's license for free on the KDOR website at www.kdor.kansas.gov/apps/dl-status/login.aspx. Finally, use your cell phone's report scam feature before deleting the message to help prevent future attempts. Kansas is one of several states currently being hit by this coordinated effort. Staying informed of the facts and remaining skeptical of unsolicited texts is your best defense against persistent scammers. If you have already provided financial information to a fraudulent website, contact your bank or credit card company immediately to freeze your accounts. Report the incident to the Federal Trade Commission at reportfraud.ftc.gov or the Internet Crime Complaint Center at ic3.gov. A new program called NeighborLink through First call for help in Hays will soon deliver food boxes, hygiene items, and diapers to people who are homebound, disabled, or lack reliable transportation. First Call for Help Executive Director Marcy Pfeiffer said the organization has been hoping to offer delivery services for some time. She noticed that many people currently walk to the agency for assistance, while others rely on friends or family members to pick up supplies on their behalf. The new program is intended to help residents across Ellis County who may struggle to access those services on their own. The program became possible after First Call for Help purchased a van with donations from the Robert and Patricia Schmidt Foundation, an anonymous donor through the Heartland Community Foundation, and Lewis Toyota. The van will be used for food bank pickups, Meals on Wheels delivery, and other daily agency operations. Residents who are not already clients of First Call for Help must first register with the organization to receive deliveries. To receive a delivery this month, orders must be placed by Friday, March 13th. Beginning next month, orders will be due by the first Friday of each month. Deliveries in Hays will take place on the third Monday of each month, while deliveries in Victoria and Ellis will occur on the third Tuesday. All deliveries will be made between 1:30 and 4 p.m. There is no cost for the service, and First Call for Help staff will handle the deliveries. Pfeiffer said transportation can be a challenge for many residents in the area, noting that the cost of public transportation can add up quickly. She added that the delivery service will help ensure people who are disabled or homebound can still access essential items without the additional difficulty of arranging transportation. First Call for Help is also conducting a van fundraising campaign through April 30th to help cover fuel, insurance, and maintenance costs. Donations between $50 and $249 will earn one entry into a drawing for an Apple Watch and a 3-in-1 charging station, while donations of $250 or more will receive three entries. Donations can be made online or mailed to First Call for Help in Hays with van written in the memo line. Pfeiffer said the organization is excited to serve the community in a new way through the Neighborhood Link program. I'll be back with more news after this.
Join our stellar team at Norton County Hospital. Looking for a workplace where compassion meets career growth? Look no further. If you're ready to embark on a fulfilling journey surrounded by supportive colleagues and opportunities for personal and professional development, we want you to be part of our family. Explore exciting career offerings and our comprehensive range of benefits, including CAPERS, on the Career tab at ntcohosp.com.
According to the unofficial minutes of the Norton County Board of Commissioners, Chairman Thompson called the meeting of the Norton County Board of Commissioners to order on March 9th on the first floor of the courthouse in the witness room. In attendance were Chairman Richard Thompson, Commissioner Garrett Beidler, Commissioner Marvin Matchett, County Clerk Craig Renner, County Attorney Abigail Horn, County Health Director Leslie Fonensteel, and others present to observe or discuss commission business. Weekly correspondence, fund balances, and minutes were distributed to the commissioners. Mandy Fick was in to discuss with the commissioners that she was not getting the minutes of the commissioner meetings in a timely manner. County Health Department Director Leslie Fonensteel informed the commission that she had filled the nursing position due to retirement. She handed out flyers to the commission from the KDHE's Pulse of Public Health upcoming meetings. She expressed her desire to have the emergency management vehicle, but the commissioners just asked her to begin her own search for a replacement vehicle for her fleet. She expressed her desire for her office to receive a panic button if the county was going to update the other office's buttons. Norton County Undersheriff Adam Wallmeyer joined the meeting to update the commission on the security system's servers. The old servers run on Windows 10 and need to be upgraded to Windows 11. The existing provider for the servers is CEI. Adam presented a proposal to replace the servers for $12,758. Commissioner Beidler moved to purchase $12,758 from CEI using Sheriff Capital Outlay Fund 79. Commissioner Matchett seconded the motion. It carried 3-0. The bid for the cleanup of the county-owned property at 122 East Park was opened. The winning bid went to Christian Town at a cost to the county of $800. Commissioner Matchett moved to accept the bid. Commissioner Beidler seconded the motion. Motion carried 3-0. Commissioner Matchett moved to approve the February 27th minutes as corrected. Commissioner Beidler seconded the motion. It carried 3-0. Kansas Department of Transportation District 3 Engineer Jeff Stewart and Officer Lisa Mussman and District Office Coordinator Cody Ward joined the meeting at the invitation of the commission. Jeff updated the commission regarding the K-383 project and other area projects being let for bids. Kevin Zimmer has been named to replace Jeff as District 3 engineer. Norton County Road and Bridge Supervisor Ernie Sheets and County Mechanic Jimmy Goss joined the meeting. They were there for the meeting with Jim Ninemeyer. Commissioner Matchett moved to enact Resolution 2026-06, a burn ban for Norton County until further notice. Commissioner Bigler seconded the motion. It carried 3-0. Jim Ninemeyer joined the meeting. Jim is the owner of the gravel pit that the county uses as its main source of gravel. Jim wants the commission to start looking for an alternative source of gravel. He's willing to have some core samples taken from another location on his property. Ernie let Jim know that he is in the process of hiring a company to sample some other sites in Norton and would include Jim's location when they come. It was agreed to leave the current contract and use of the pit as is for the next couple of months while the search for new gravel continues. Commissioner Matchett moved to adjourn the meeting, and with no further business, Chairman Thompson adjourned the meeting. This concludes the unofficial minutes of the Norton County Board of Commission. I'm Joanna. Your KQNK News was brought to you by the Norton County Hospital. You can call the Norton County Hospital at 785-877-3351 for all your health care needs.
Kansas Agriculture Network News.
Good day, everyone. I'm Greg Akagi. Recent legislation that had been introduced to advance year-round access to E15 fuel in all 50 states failed in Washington, D.C. The bill failed due to a combination of legislative strategy and political dynamics. The decision was made despite the support from various stakeholders and the fact that a compromise deal had been broadly backed by farmers, ethanol producers, and several small refiners. Jan Ten Bensel sits on the Nebraska Corn Board of Directors and is chair of the Nebraska Ethanol Action Team. He's also a member of the National Corn Growers Association Board.
The other refiners kind of feel like they're in a situation where they want to make sure everybody's playing at a fair game on a level field. Well, so unfortunately we're caught in the middle. But it's nice to not have a discussion. Everybody knows that we've got a great product that replaces the most toxic, the most expensive, and the most cancerous parts of gasoline. You know, we're there for a win for consumers, a win for farmers, and a win for rural America.
Ten Bensel talks about where it goes from here.
The Rural Energy Committee, there's always a rumor that they're just about to have an agreement, and I expect to see that soon. Next step is going to be, do they put this on the floor? I shouldn't say we, because they're the ones that are doing it. Put this on the floor of the House, get it through the House, then figure out a way to get it through the Senate, because there are really no must-pass bills that are good vehicles for this right now.
Comments from Jan Ten Bensel, National Corn Growers Association Board of Directors. U.S. farmers are bracing for a system shock resulting from the disruptions to shipping through the Strait of Hormuz and the impact on fertilizer availability and prices. American Farm Bureau President Zippy Duval urged the Trump administration to intervene in a letter laying out several recommendations. Analysis by Farm Bureau economist revealed the seriousness of the situation, as they pointed out to large volumes of urea, ammonia, phosphates, and sulfur and petroleum produced in Gulf countries. This is the Kansas Ag Network.
You say you'd never give in to a meltdown. Never let kids' toys take over the house. And never fill your feed with kid photos. You'd never plan your life around their schedule. Never lick your thumb to clean their face. And you'd never let them leave the house looking like less than their best. You say you'd never put a pacifier in your mouth to clean it. Never let them stay up too late. And never let them run wild through the grocery store.
Clean up on aisle 6 and aisle 3.
So when you say you'd never let them get into a car without you there, no, it can happen. 1 in 4 hot car deaths happen when a kid gets into an unlocked car and can't get out. Never happens. Before you leave the car, always stop, look, lock. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Kansas Agriculture Network weather.
I'm meteorologist Michael Caron on the Kansas Agriculture Network. As high pressure looks to build in from the west for this afternoon, we'll see clearing skies from west to east across the region with a good deal of sunshine expected statewide by late this afternoon. High temperatures looking to climb up into the 50s for much of the state. Some lower 50s expected across the north, middle to upper 50s across southern Kansas.
then trending warmer into the day on Thursday as an area of low pressure looks to drag a warm frontal boundary in from the west. Warm as well as windy conditions on Thursday will lead to some high fire danger concerns, with those winds kicking up out of the south and southwest to around 15 to 25 miles per hour sustained, but we could have some frequent gusts topping 30 miles per hour. And still looking to stay precipitation-free all the way through the start of the upcoming weekend. For northwest Kansas, for this afternoon, becoming mostly sunny with high temperatures into the lower 50s. We'll have our winds breezy out of the north at 15 to 25 miles per hour. For north-central Kansas for this afternoon, skies look to turn mostly sunny with high temperatures reaching up into the lower part of the 50s. Blustery north and northwest winds at 15 to 25 miles per hour. Into northeastern Kansas for this afternoon, gradually decreasing cloud cover with high temperatures in the upper 40s to lower 50s. Left north winds at 15 to 25. For southeastern Kansas for this afternoon, gradually decreasing cloud cover, high temperatures climbing up into the low to mid 50s. Breezy north winds at 15 to 25. For south-central Kansas for this afternoon, we'll see clearing skies with middle to upper 50s for highs, gusty north winds at 20 to 30, lots of sunshine for southwestern Kansas, windy, north winds 15 to 30, highs in the mid-50s. This is the Kansas Ag Network.
We asked parents who adopted teens to share their journey.
Nathan has taught me to embrace the moment. Age-wise, I'm in my late 60s. I'm old enough to be his grandfather. Will he be embarrassed to acknowledge me as his dad? I think the most important thing we can do is let them know that they're safe, that they're valued and cared for and loved, and that they're important.
I knew I wanted to be adopted by him because of how he taught me to be the person who I am today. And it's coming from a dad that didn't expect to become a dad, and I feel very proud to be his son.
I was what he needed, and he was what I needed. Every day is full of new opportunities. That's what it's been about, realizing the simple things that it takes to make such a huge difference in these kids' lives.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care at AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by AdoptUS Kids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
This is Jan Teen for Norton Livestock Market with information on this week's Thursday cattle auction at 1 o'clock. In the calves and feeders, here's 165. They'd be mostly black with a few sharp crosses on them, steers and heifers. Weaned 45 days, they're all worked, home raised at 575 to 750. 100 mixed colored, they'd be half black, steers and heifers. Weaned December 1, worked, hay feds. They're mostly 700 to 800 pounds. 36 Hereford and black white face steers, long time weaned, worked in shots, home raised 7 1/4 to 800. 25 black heifers, weaned early December, shots and poured, home raised at 700. 16 black steers, long time weaned, worked in shots, home raised at 800. We'll have our usual trailer run of weigh cows and bulls. We'd be expecting more consignments of all classic cattle by sale time. Thank you.